This podcast of the Daily Buzz is brought to you by Moore Family Pharmacy. It's not just a name, it's what you get. Moore in Allegan, Hamilton, Plainwell, and South Haven. Moore Family Pharmacy. Paulie and Decker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Remember when we were kids digging through the Lucky Charms box to find the green clovers, pink hearts, orange stars, and yellow moons? Well, General Mills is coming out with a special treat. 7-ounce bags of Lucky Charms marshmallow treats. Nope, no boring cereal to pick through. It's only treats. The magically delicious marshmallow bits should be available nationwide by next month. Southeast Colorado is being invaded by the annual tarantula migration. Apparently, thousands of Oklahoma brown tarantulas start a trip across the bottom of the state on the lookout for willing females. Past couple of days have apparently been the best chance to see them. You've heard of the running of the bulls in Spain. Apparently, it's a similar event in Pueblo, the running from the tarantulas. Why do we bend our arms when we run? Well, there's something you may have never thought about. When we walk, our arms generally dangle downward. But when most people run, our arms are bent at the elbow. So, scientists with plenty of time on their hands wanted to know why. Turns out it's more efficient to run with our arms bent and we use less energy. However, when they measured energy output of walking with arms bent, it was less efficient. So subconsciously, it's our body doing the most energy-efficient movements. Plus, running with your arms straight makes you look like a dork. We'll turn the page in 60 seconds. It's the Daily Buzz on Cozy. Paul Andecker with the Daily Buzz on Cozy. New study finds the number of 13 to 16-year-olds needing glasses has almost doubled over the past 7 years. Experts think too much screen time is to blame. Study says 20% of young teens needed glasses in 2012, but it jumped up to 35% in 2018. Two-thirds of those who need glasses were diagnosed as nearsighted. So you want a quick way to be happy? Compliment someone. Apparently, complimenting someone not only makes them feel better, but it lifts your spirits as well. That's according to Professor Nick Haslam at the University of Melbourne. Giving compliments is arguably better than receiving them, just as giving gifts or contributing to charity has benefits to the giver. One catch? The compliment has to be genuine. Well, if you love beer, you need to visit these cities or move to one. According to new research, here are the top five with the most breweries per capita. Number five, Boulder, Colorado. Number four, Kalamazoo. Number three, Bend, Oregon. Two, Portland, Maine. And number one, Asheville, North Carolina. Yeah, this is interesting. Cars that get the most speeding tickets. Apparently, the website Insurify crunched the numbers. Here are the top five. Jeep Wrangler Unlimited, Hyundai Genesis Coupe, the Volkswagen GTI, Scion FRS, and number one, the Subaru WRX. Seems the top cars are almost all less than common models. Maybe that's why they're getting targeted by cops. They're so special or unusual. Good friends, good songs and stories. This Saturday night, a glimpse of South Haven through the eyes of local musicians and storytellers. 7 o'clock at Listiac Auditorium. Jim Hughley, Pam Chappell, Joe Foster, Ron Van Lent will be sharing songs about growing up in South Haven and the history of our town. There will also be new stories and 9 storytellers this year. Saturday evening's program at Listiac is presented free of charge to the community by the Historical Association of South Haven. It'll be the 11th presentation of the South Haven Story and Song. The program includes images from the past, including photos, postcards, and posters. Again, a glimpse of South Haven through the eyes of local musicians and storytellers, Saturday night, 7 o'clock, at Listiac Auditorium at South Haven High School. Knucklehead story out of Florida today, where a woman didn't let her toothless state keep her from taking a bite out of crime. Fitzroy Morton tried to break into Alice Coleman's place last week, but the elderly woman wasn't having it. She recalls the scene by saying, "He was telling me, 'No, Mama, everything's going to be all right.' I said, 'Everything's not going to be all right, and I'm not your mama. I don't know who you are. Get out of my house.'" The 61-year-old said she didn't have time to grab her false teeth before biting the man and fleeing when he fought back and calling 911 from a neighbor's house. She also told authorities that next time I'll open my door with my taser in my hand because I have one. Yikes. She sounds like a tough cookie. That's the Daily Buzz. Send things I can buzz about to Paul at WCSY.com. Leave me a message on our Facebook page or drop things off here at the station on M140 in South Haven across from McFadden's. Daily Buzz podcasts are on great podcasting outlets like iTunes, Google Play, and TuneIn, but they're also on our cozy website, WCSY.com, Facebook, or just ask Alexa to play Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM Daily Podcast. Yesterday's history, tomorrow's a mystery, today's a gift. That's why it's called the present. I'm Paul Landecker. Let's buzz again tomorrow. Make it a great day.